You might think South Louisville hardware store owner Mike Girard has been taking a financial hit with slower sales this season of snow shovels, ice melt, and sleds. But after 36 years in business, he's accustomed to seasonal ebbs and flows.
You can get the big spurts and have two or three, 4 days of weather, but then once you're out of the stuff, you're out of it, and that's it. And usually it goes back to below par.
Girard says the drop in sales of winter items has been offset largely by brisker business in building materials, to contractors taking advantage of more outdoor work days. So what's causing the unseasonably mild winter? Meteorologist Tom Ray with the National Weather Service in Louisville says it's the result of a cooling of waters in the eastern equatorial Pacific Ocean, an event better known as La Niña.
Typically, when we're in a La Niña, the Ohio and Tennessee valleys experience winters that are warmer and wetter than normal. And indeed, we've seen quite a bit warmer than normal temperatures this winter and a resulting lack of snowfall as well.
The Louisville area can get more than 15 inches of snow over a given winter, but the biggest storm of this season struggled to leave an inch or so on the ground, much to the dismay of sledders and snowman builders. Jefferson County Public Schools shut down for 2 days this academic year because of weather, but that was back in August when high winds caused some power outages. While Louisville's Public Works Department has applied hundreds of tons of salt to roadways in anticipation of several snow events this season, that's a drop in the bucket compared to most years. The department projects a savings of about $3.5 million, money that will help pay down the city's budget deficit.
It's all been to the north. As we plan ahead on future casts, what we're going to see is some quiet.
The mild winter has undoubtedly affected those teams of local TV reporters ready to spring into action with the arrival of the first snowflakes.
It's been quiet. We've been ready for snow, ice, you name it, all along. But just like everybody else, we've been surprised that we haven't gotten any severe weather.
Mark Nierman is news director at WHAS Television. He says the lack of snow and ice has given reporters time to pursue other projects, but
we love covering weather. Weather, because it's a story that impacts everybody, we know that we can make a difference.
Nierman has run TV newsrooms in a number of climates, and he throws some cold water on the notion that our preoccupation with weather extremes like snow and ice is a local phenomenon.
When I was news director in Las Vegas, wind was the major weather event. We would lead newscasts with wind, and here people here would laugh at that. It's all about how it impacts you. Portland, rain. You would think people would be able to drive in the rain there and would be okay in the rain. No.
Yellow. At Girard Hardware in South Louisville, owner Mike Girard has his sights set on spring.
In fact, I'm surprised my seed racks hadn't already come in there. Usually here about the first part of February. It just dawned on me they hadn't even come in yet.
While many of us may be through with winter, winter may not be through with us. Meteorologist Tom Ray.
We looked at some past mild winters and found that there were several occasions where March would have particularly cold and snowy weather. Not quite over yet, necessarily.
And WHAS-TV news director Mark Nierman says he's not ready to order his winter weather coverage team to stand down just yet.
There's still time for snow, and who knows? Maybe we'll get it.
Rick Howlett, WFPL News.